All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real. Life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes, right? Between deadlines, relationships, trying to figure out what we want for dinner, it's easy to feel like we're running on fumes. But here's the thing, fam. Taking care of ourselves isn't selfish. It's essential. It's like that saying you can't pour from an empty cup. And today, we're diving deep into building a self-care routine that actually nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking about lavender bath bombs and meditation retreats, which, hey, if that's your jam, rock on, hear me out. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, it's about intentionally creating practices that help you recharge, refocus, and feel genuinely good in your own skin. It's about investing in you, because when you're feeling your best, everything else seems to fall into place. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on crafting a self-care routine that works for you. First up, tune into your needs. Think of it like this. Your body is sending you signals all the time. Are you feeling drained? Anxious? Irritable? Pay attention to those whispers. What does your mind and body crave right now? Maybe it's a good night's sleep, a walk in nature, or simply some quiet time with a good book. Recognizing what truly nourishes you is the first step to creating a routine that actually resonates. Next, make it actionable. We all know the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, right? So don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start small. Pick one or two things that feel doable and manageable. Maybe you commit to taking 10 minutes each morning for mindful breathing, or swapping out sugary snacks for fruit and veggies. Every little step counts and consistency is key. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your perfect self-care routine. Thirdly, don't be afraid to say no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. Saying yes to everything often leaves us feeling overwhelmed and burned out. Learn to set boundaries, prioritize what truly matters, and politely decline requests that drain your energy. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some complicated yoga pose or chanting mantra. It's simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few moments throughout the day to truly savor a cup of coffee, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, or listen to the sounds around you. Simple acts of mindfulness can make a world of difference in reducing stress and increasing your overall well-being. Finally, find joy in the journey. Self-care shouldn't feel like a chore. It should be something you genuinely look forward to. Explore different activities, hobbies, and practices until you find what truly brings you happiness. Whether it's dancing, painting, spending time with loved ones, or simply cuddling up with a good book, make sure your self-care routine includes things that light you up from the inside out. Ever felt like you were running on empty? Like you just couldn't keep up with everything life was throwing at you? I know that feeling all too well. But here's the thing, remember that scene in Finding Nemo where Marlin is freaking out, swimming around in circles. And then Dory calmly says, just keep swimming. That's what self-care is all about, taking those moments to reset, refuel, and find your inner compass again. Think about a time when you felt truly drained, maybe after a particularly stressful week or challenging project. What did you do to recharge? Was it a long walk in nature? A hot bath with a good book? Spending quality time with friends and family? Maybe it was something completely different. Whatever it was, those moments of self-care likely helped you feel more balanced and ready to tackle whatever came next. So remember, creating a self-care routine isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about being intentional about taking care of yourself, both physically and mentally, so that you can show up as your best self in every area of your life. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care inspiration. Leave a review telling me what resonated with you most. And don't forget to join our community online. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.